The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our CARE Radio Sports Boosters.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
What is your name?
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Want to hear something cool?
Playing today's hit country along with local news, sports, and weather.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
And with that, we welcome you to Tuesday night high school basketball here on CARE Radio. As it's kind of a cross-conference game, but it's an inter-county game as the Jefferson County North Chargers are being hosted by Jefferson County West. Hello again, everybody. We got Joseph. He's back at the CARE Radio Sports Studios. Tom Couch with you here courtside. Glad to be with you on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Public address announcer. Wow, they're giving the starters to the crowd tonight. Nice enough little crowd for a mid-December high school game night. Let me share those starters with you. First of all, for the home team and Jefferson West, under head coach Justin Schwinn, they're going to be starting Brinley Kuntz. She's a 5'9" freshman. They're going to start the Dean sisters, Emmy Dean, 5'7" sophomore, and Harriet Dean, a 5'7" junior. Addison Schwinn, she's a senior at 5'11", and rounding out the starters at 5'8", senior Colby Noel. For Jefferson County North, and head coach Steve Knoll, his assistant is Emma Tweed. JCN is going to be starting Quinn Blattner and Karina Johnson and Carly Porter and Taylor Schrick. Those are four juniors. And rounding it out will be the lone senior on the starting group. It'll be Riley Thompson. Don't forget the guys' game coming up after this one, so don't go away. Got lots of high school hoops coming up for you here on CARE Radio this evening. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Tip-off for the girls' game coming up right after this.
Hey, this is Craig Seidelman, a regional market president, and I serve the Overland Park, Johnson County, Jackson County area in Missouri. So I've been in banking for about 20 years. Specialties are in the C&I, the commercial and industrial area is really what I truly love doing, which is working with small mom-and-pop businesses that own their companies. Everything is done local, and I think that's what sets it apart, and knowing all the friendly faces that you see when you walk in the bank. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National.
FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This holiday season, Foster Ford is spreading cheer with our Christmas giveaway. Enter our drawing for a chance to win one of two adorable Christmas bears or one of two $50 Chamber Buck gift certificates. It's our way of saying thank you and celebrating the season with you. Stop by Foster Ford right off Highway 75 in Holton to enter and check out our great selection of new and used inventory. Wishing you a joyful holiday season from all of us at Foster Ford.
Good health starts with a trusted partner, and that community healthcare system, our family medicine providers are here for the long run, building lasting relationships and guiding your family's health at every stage of life. From preventative care to chronic condition management, we deliver quality care that you can count on right here in your community. Community healthcare system, your partner in lifelong health. Schedule your appointment today by visiting chcsks.org.
We welcome you back here to Jefferson County West High School Gymnasium. We're getting set to go. Hope you enjoy girls' high school basketball. The guys will be up next, and the tip is away. It's going to be controlled down by Jeff West. The pass goes into the left side. They get into the forecourt, going from right to left across your diamond in this opening half. First shot up, missing. Offensive board, and a fall-away three is going to be up and good. How about Emmy Dean knocking down the first points of the ballgame? And it is Jeff West leading it 3-0. And as James Dean quickly rockets down the floor, we get a very quick whistle and a very quick foul. Our first shot of the ball game is going to be on that same Emmy Dean. And James Dean, 21 seconds into the game, coming to the free throw line for the first time. The shot will not go in for Gwen Blattner. So Gwen, going to get another look at this thing. Eyes it up. Squares up and drains it. So Blattner will have her first point of the ball game, and the Chargers are on the board, trailing it 3-1. Like I say, we are just second into the ball game. Dean will pass inside. The ball batted away. You could probably hear that large whack in the middle as Carly Porter got a hand on it. Chargers are going to tip it away. The feed goes in the middle of Carly. Her shot is up, won't go, but Porter hustles after the basketball, comes up with it, and then it's going to be stolen back by Jeff West. Having a hard time getting the ball into the forecourt. Chargers go right side. They are not afraid to launch the long shot. This one is up. It's no good. And the rebound is going to be touched. Last blocks out of bounds off the Chargers. Going to come back in again, too. The Tigers. Jeff West putting in a play at their offensive end. They'll bring it in. The three goes up from the outside. It'll be a little wide to the left side. And Porter's going to rebound it back down. Holds it up in the backcourt. Kicks it over to the left side, and Blattner will bring it into the forecourt. Swings it down to the left side. Chargers are not so quick to put up that quick, long three. And now as the ball is up top side to Karina, she's going to be fouled, and a whistle is going to be on Brinley Kuntz. So foul number one for Brinley. It'll be quickly team foul two. We're a minute and a quarter into the game. Jeff West. Couple of fouls in the inbound pass is going to be stolen. Kuntz will come down, has her shot blocked. We better go back down. It's going to be JC in. Chargers up the floor with the basketball, taking it down the left side. It's going to be knocked away at the 28-foot mark. Two players scrum on the floor, and it jump ball calls. It'll be possession, Jeff North. Well, for these two teams, a little bit shaky in the first minute and a half. Looking to get those game legs beneath them, and Carly Porter will look to inbound. Going to need some help. Got nowhere to go. Finally brings it in down to the baseline. A near travel drive into the lane. Little one-handed runner is up and no good. Rebound is going to be followed up and put up from underneath and in. Gwen Blattner has three, and we are tied. 3-3 ball game. 6:15 to go, quarter one. Baseline runner up, rolls around, and it's good. That'll be Colby Knoll knocking it down. 5-3, Jeff West. Quickly down the floor, JCN, and a blocking foul. So here's kind of what is shaping up like in the very early going. Jeff West, and that's going to be the first foul on Noel. Jeff West brings it down the floor, and the first daylight, the first opening, the first opportunity of any reasonable kind to get a shot up, that's what happens, preferably from the outside. When they come back on defense, they are very aggressive. The second free throw is going to be good. So for JCN, Gwynn will hit one of two. And it is a 5-4 ball game right now. Jeff West up one. So for the Lady Tigers, very aggressive defense, but that has already earned them three fouls in the first 2 minutes. Driving down, a quick shot in the lane, no good. Rebound off the left block. No access, just spin it off on top, and a quick three is going to be launched. It will not drop. The rebound underneath, and we're waiting and waiting, and we finally get a jump ball called. Wait, dude. What do we got? The official at the baseline calls a jump ball. The official topside calls a foul on Karina. So it's going to be a foul against Jefferson County North. Lady Tigers will be putting the ball in play at their offensive end. Just to the left side of the lane. It'll lob way out on top. Be taken over there by Noel. And a cross-court pass stolen. Here comes JCN. Into the forecourt, Taylor. Schrick will lay it back behind her. Hits it there to Riley. Back out on top again, Schrick. Feeds to the baseline on the floor. One-time shot goes up. Hits the side of the backboard. Won't go down. And we're going to get another foul called. This one is going to be on Harriet Dean. It'll be her first. Four fouls by Jeff West in the first 2.5 minutes. The free throw kicks out. Gwynn Blattner has been taking all of the free throws. Right now she is 2 of 5. One more coming here and an opportunity to tie the game. She will. It is a 5-5 game. 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Northeast Kansas High School basketball. We're going to get a blocking foul up top side. And that is quickly going to be the first for JCN's Riley Thompson. Jeff West coming in from the far side, 28-foot mark. Little bounce pass, brings the ball in. Harriet is going to take it, pushes it up on top. Emmy, back over to the left side. Schwinn, they'll pull up the three from the baseline left. Way too strong, caught on the fly by Blattner. Here comes Jefferson County North. Karina Johnson brings it up the floor. Goes all the way to the right side. Skip pass into the lane. It's going to be duck free. And with three players on the floor, we're going to get another foul called. It is going to be on JCN. It's going to be on Carly Porter. And now that is 7 fouls in the first 3 minutes. And that's a lot. For the Lady Chargers, a couple of substitutes coming into the game. JCN is going to bring Reese Noel in, and they're also going to bring in Lucy, right? Here's a shot from the top. It's a three and rattles home for Jeff West. Emmy Dean will hit her second three. Full court pressure applied. Lady Chargers into the forecourt, now down three. A runner in the lane, off balance and good anyway. So quick bucket in the middle for Reese Noel, and it is 8-7. The feed into the lane, better be stolen by JCN. Chargers bring it down, stop left side of the lane. Now the ball is going to be torn away, loose on the floor, and JCN going to pick up another foul. Head coach Steve Noel of the Lady Chargers sending a couple of more players to the scorer tables. Back into the game going to come Karina Johnson and Carly Porter. Going to take out Riley and Taylor. Yeah, Riley and Taylor checking out. Jeff West with the basketball leading it by one. We are midway. It's been an action-packed opening quarter. Lots of steps in the lane. The shot, and they're going to wave it off with the traveling violation. We have three officials. We only have one who's making any calls. Inbound, slapped away and knocked out of play by Brindley Coons for Jeff West. It'll come back in again to JCN. 3:50 to go in the first quarter. A lot of trouble getting the ball in. A lot of pressure, trouble. And they finally get it in just in the nick of time. And then the upcourt outlet pass is going to get away and go out of bounds, and J.C. will turn it over on the inbound play. Now, one of the shot clocks, one of the game clocks is off. We still have one. I don't know if the officials have noticed. Now, I think they've gotten it plugged back in. They both look kind of the same. 8-7, home team. That's Jeff West in front. 3 minutes and 40 to go in quarter one. To the left side, here's another three. Set sail. This one in, out, rounds around, no good. J.C. coming out with a rebound. Stolen back by Jeff West, and a little dunker is going to be up for good at Emmy Dean, who just missed the three. Goes ahead and knocks in the two, and it is now 10-7. Chargers trying to bring the ball to the floor. It's going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Kuntz. And JCN is going to get Gwynn and Tamer back in. So Coach Steve Knoll rotating players in and out, looking for that combination right now. Chargers with the basketball in the backcourt to get it across the timeline. Right side, it's going to be Taylor. Trickle dish it into the corner. Driving across in a lot of traffic. The ball's going to be knocked free, and Chargers are going to be able to save it. Good hustle underneath. Here's a falling away jump shot. Up, no good. And a rebound is going to be swept away by Jeff West. It's going to be lost out of bounds. It's going to be Charger basketball. And the official down to the baseline, very undecided. He starts pointing one way, and then he stops, pulls his hands back, and then you can see he thought about it, and then he points the other way. It's going to be J.C. in basketball. They were getting ready to put the ball in play as a Charger player comes to the table, and they hit the buzzer. I would have thought she was going to be too late to make entry into the game, but they stopped it, and the Chargers will have the inbound. It's going to be slapped away. And again, J.C. will be putting it to play down at their baseline. It is a 10-7 ball game. Jeff West in front by three. Over to the left side. Shot is up and blocked out of bounds. The Charger jump shot by Lucy Knowles rejected. And across from her, getting a hand on that ball, Brindley Kuntz, the 5'9" freshman. And the inbound by the Chargers is going to be stolen away. Here comes Jeff West. They'll feed left on the floor. One time shot is up. No rebound. Stopped out of bounds. And it'll be Tiger basketball. 2 minutes and 50 to go in the opening quarter. Looking in. Still trying to find an opening. They'll bring it to the post. Turns in the lane. Shot wide right. On the rebound, a Charger foul. We're going to get a couple of free throws here for Lady Tigers. It's going to be the second foul of the game by Karina Johnson. And the first free throw here is on its way, but it will not go in for Addison Schwinn. Karina will come out with those two fouls, and back in for her is going to come Reese Knoll. Second free throw, she'll get it. So Addison Schwinn will have her first point of the game. It is now 11-7. See who that's going to be lucky for tonight. Here's a drive into the lane. The ball off the rim two times. No good. Rebound to go back down. Jeff West and Emmy Dean. She'll have it knocked away, but is able to go back into the backcourt, retreat, and recover the ball and bring it across to the middle. Kicks it over to the left side, and it's going to be Harriet out on top. That is a really long three, and it's a little bit off the mark, and it's going to go out of bounds. Jeff West is absolutely unabashed about putting up those long shots. Full court pressure with the Tigers. Jason will bring it in, lose it on the floor, going back, driving in, Harriet shot, nope, rebound on the floor, and a collision and a Charger foul. So Jason going to pick up another foul. This could become a game of attrition before we're finished. It's going to be Reese Knoll collecting her first. And the free throw will not go in. At the line for Jeff West, one more shot for Addison Fechter. Second shot, no. Rebound, JCN. Chargers up the floor, trailing by four. We're at the two-minute mark of the first quarter. Here's a long three. Nope. Rebound. Hold down for the Tigers. They'll bring it up the floor, and the ball is going to be batted away. It's going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds. And the question is, off whom? And it will be off JCN. Jeff West putting it back in play once more. From the corner now, very near the Jefferson County North bench, the drive into the lane, a little scoop pass across the paint. Player covers it up like a fumbled football, and the jump ball will come back to the Lady Tigers. With a minute 49 to go in the first quarter, it is 11-7. Jeff West out front. Talking to Coach Snow before the game, it's just difficult for me to believe after so many years of being a 4A school, but Jeff West is not that now. Here's a long-range shot. Nope. Offensive board is up, and in it's going to be a plus one. So Addison Schwinn hits the bucket, draws the foul, coming to the line for one, and it will be foul number two for the Chargers, Carly Porter. Jason is going to bring Emery Hernandez in. Free throw? No. So Emery Hernandez is in the game. It is 13-7. And JCN shot won't go. Back down the floor with it. Here comes Jeff West. Throw drive to the right side of the lane. Plays off a nice screen. The shot is going to be blocked. And now the battle to build is basketball. We're going to get a jump ball. This time it's going to come back to Jeff Nora. Lady Chargers rotate Riley back into the game. So Riley Thompson, the senior, comes in. And before the ball comes in, we're going to get a timeout. Yep. Let's take it, Joseph, with a minute 11 to go in the opening quarter of the girls' game. The first of our doubleheader tonight. It's Jeff West, 13. Jeff North, 7.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
To Meriden, Kansas. Jefferson County North. And Jeff West hitting a quick shot right out of the timeout. And JC and answers with one of their own. It is 15-9. With half a minute to go in the first quarter. Here's a shot from the top. Straight away for three. Nope. Chargers coming down with a rebound. Up the floor, it's Taylor Schrick. Taylor into the lane from 12. Doesn't get it. Rebound tipped around and lost out of play. Charger basketball. 14 seconds left in the opening quarter. Jefferson County North trying to decide who's going to be putting it in play. It's going to be Hernandez. Brings it off on top. Little sideways dribble, 16-footer. It's going to be a little bit short, and a rebound is going to be allowed to get out of play. And it's coming back to Jeff West. 6 seconds. They're going to have to hurry. Into the four-quarter, four. Over to the left side. The open three. Launch. Missed. Rebound tipped around as a buzzer sounds in the first quarter. Draws to a conclusion. We'll be back after one of the girls' game in Meriden. Jeff West, 15. Jeff North, 9.
I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
We believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness and seasoning 100% North American beef and our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.39 on Tuesday? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.39 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
Nobody quarter. Jeff West is very clearly being led in scoring by Emmy Dean. She has 10 of their 15 points. Addison Schwinn has 3, and the other 2 belong to Colby Noel. 4 JCN, 7 for Gwen Blattner, and the other 2 for Reese Noel. And here we go to the second quarter. Quick 3, launched and wide to the right side, rebounded off the floor. Tigers, the feed to the block, the step inside, the ball deflected and knocked away. Coming up with it for JCN is going to be Lucy Noel. She's got it in the backcourt, gets double-teamed back there, trapping her. Gets a teammate finally to come up, and now with plenty of contact, the fouls continue to be called. Jeff West, this one will be foul number 2 for Brindley Kuntz. 15-7, Jeff West out front. Just underway in the second quarter. Taylor Schrick will bring the ball into the forecourt with a left-hand dribble, taking it down the left side. Reverses direction, now spins it over to the wing. In the middle of the fair is going to be Quinn. Now Blattner has the ball, take it away from her. It'll come down the floor, all the way to the right side. Going in, going up, Blattner reaches in. Looks like she might have fouled. The crowd thinks so. I thought maybe. The official doesn't. And here comes Jeff North back up court. The feed will come into the lane. It's going to be batted away and stolen back by Jeff West. Harriet. No, that's not going to be Harriet. Yeah, it is. That's Harriet with the basketball. Goes over to the right side. Addison. Vector will bring it off on top. Kuntz will launch one. Nope. Rebound is on the floor. 2 players after it. Jump ball. Possession Jefferson County North. And JCN will rotate in 3. Karina Johnson, Carly Porter, Reese Noel coming into the lineup. And JCN, a half-court length pass on the inbound. And then the skip over to the right side is going to elude Karina. It'll get away and get out of bounds. But they're going to say a Jeff West player got a hand on that before it got out of play. There are shot clocks here, but I'm going to tell you, they don't have. That doesn't have to be. The ball stolen. Back up Jeff West. 6:40 to go in the first half. The feed to the right side of the lane. All the way down near the baseline. Bounce pass above the three-point ring. On the floor, once, twice, crossover dribble, back to the top of the key. Harriet goes right side. The 3, launch for the baseline. It's going to be short. It's going to be left out of bounds, and it'll be touched last by Jeff West as Colby Noel got a hand on it. JCN will be putting it in play. Lady Chargers having some difficulty getting it in play against this pressure. And finally, the skip pass comes in. Up the floor, Karina Johnson. Green's got lots of speed, and now as she goes into the lane, the defender just reaches in, ties her up. They both tumble to the floor. Jump ball this time back to Jeff West. Emmy Dean back into the game. And again, Emmy has been the offense for Jeff West so far with 10 of their 15 points. No one has put anything on the board yet in the second quarter. 6:10 to go and rolling along. Here's a 3, shot, missed, offensive board, rejected, 13-foot follow, it's good. So the bucket by Addison Fetcher. And now as JCN comes up the floor, Coach Noel finds his player having trouble with it, calls the timeout, let's do it. Taking a break at 5:55 to go, opening half of the ladies' game. It is Jeff West 17, Jeff North 9.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFRN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Well, coming out of the timeout, JCN puts the ball in play and quickly turns it over. And here comes Jeff West. They'll put up a shot. No. Put up another shot. No. We're going to get a Charger foul. The rapid fire fouls that were being committed in the early moments of the ball game have subsided to some degree. However, this is going to be the third foul of the game by the Chargers, Carly Porter. Front half free throw? No. Addison Schwinn at the line. 1 of 4. Carly Porter is going to check out for Jeff Noren. And Reese Knoll will be in for her. Now, Jeff West having trouble. They're making a couple of substitutions, getting the right people in and out of the game. Okay, here's Knoll's second free throw. Nope. Offensive rebound follows up and in. Count it, and it's a plus one. Okay. The foul is going to be on Jefferson County North. It'll be on Gwen. So Blatt will have her first foul of the evening. And an opportunity here for a three-point play for Brindley Koontz. Gets it. 20-9 is the Tiger lead. JCN having trouble with it in the backcourt. Brings it up over to the right side. Cross court the pass. Middle head fake. Three defenders swarm the ball and force the travel. Well, Jefferson County North having some degree of difficulty getting the ball up the floor against what's a really very aggressive player defense. Full court press. Here's a three-point shot. Tigers, no. Rebound, battle for, and we're going to get a foul called on the Tigers. The whistle is going to be on Liz Dieter. So for Liz, it'll be her first foul. Team fouls are even up at 2 apiece. 5 minutes and 12 to go. Here in the first half, 20-9. Jeff West at home in front. The ball's in the backcourt, taking it down the left side. Now putting up a dribble. That's dangerous business, but able to get it away to a teammate. Driving down the floor, going into the lane. Lots of contact. More fouls, more free throws. Our official will work his way through the players out of the court. It'll be Addison Schwinn with her first. 3 team fouls now for Jeff West. At a first free throw, up and good. So Kareena Johnson is on the board tonight with that shot. One more coming up here for Kareena. Sends it. Bounces away. And the ball is going to be stolen back underneath. Chargers with it. Into the lane. The four-step shot. No. Rebound Jeff West. It's a three-on-one break. Jeff West driving it down. Going in. Going up. Finger roll good. That was a very pretty shot. Koontz will take it down the court. She's got 5. All of them here in the second quarter. 22-10. And now the ball's stolen. On the other end, outlet pass. Nobody backcourt. It's going to be up and uncontested for Emmy Dean, and we're going to get a Charger timeout. We'll take a Joseph at 4.5 to go in the half. It's now Jeff West, 24, Jeff North, 10.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, We pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for your local health care needs. With a 24/7 walk-in clinic and a variety of long-term care options, FW Houston is your premier health care choice in Jefferson County. Call 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Lots of stuff going on here on Care Radio as we are in the middle of December. Happy holidays to all. Thursday night, Gus and I are going to be with you at Sports Look right after Brian Hagan's evening report. And Saturday, of course, the big one, the Benedictine Ravens football game. We will be with you from Des Moines, Ravens Grandview, pregame. 11:30 a.m. noon tip-off. Chargers get the ball in play. Ball's going to be batted around. It's going to be lost out of bounds. We're going to get another foul called. This time the whistle is going to be on Jeff West. It'll be Emmy Dean collecting her second. In the backcourt, now across the timeline. For JCN, it's Taylor Schrick. Pulls up her dribble very high. Nobody coming up to help her. Finally, flashing up from the left side. Shot clock at 23. I haven't even got to look at the shot clock here. They've been absolutely immaterial. The feed in the lane, the falling away shot. Nope. Rebound, Jeff West. Schwinn coming up with the basketball. Now, the upcourt play, batted away, stolen by Jeff North. Jeff North up the court, front of the scorer's table. The pass in the middle, knocked free. It's rolling around to the floor. Chargers are going to pick it up, and the official on the near side blows a whistle. What's he going to call us here? We're going to get a foul. A kick. Got to say that the ball was kicked by Jeff West. The Chargers will inbound it. Hernandez will do the inbound. Looking in, and hits her teammate in the shin. It's going to be picked up by Jeff West. Tigers back down the court. Long loping, overhand dribbles, the kick to the top. The three is buried. Wow. Addison Schwinn, 27-10 now. And the poor pass slapped away, knocked out of bounds. Spirited play going on. They'll look it over to inside. The ball way down near the baseline. The feed into the lane. This running shot rejected. And we get a whistle. We get a foul. You can tell it's spirited when somebody comes up and offers you a hand to get to your feet and you decline the offer. Back to the free throw line. Reese Noel. Reese with a couple of points so far tonight. Her first free throw of the game will go awry. Chargers will reintroduce Karina Johnson to the floor. Jeff West gets Colby Noel back in. Jeff West has got some height on their team. Second free throw, airborne, rolls around, and it goes in. So the free throw by Reese is good. And you have poor pass slapped out of bounds. 3:08 to go still in the first half. Girls high school game, the guys game coming up after this one. Inbound comes way out top side. Over to the wing, baseline, three, yeah. Emmy Dean at 15 points now, and it's 30-11. Pressure in the backcourt. Jeff West giving the Lady Chargers a hard time, and there's their 10-second call. So it'll come in from the far side. Tigers will bring it up top. Over to the right, little swing side to side with the ball. They work the perimeter. Here's a left-handed three. Oh, just a little bit long and a rebound. Stay back in. Tigers have it. Back out on top. Another left-handed three. Won't go. Rebound at the baseline. The kick out on top. The sidestep. Here go. Oh, I thought she was going to take a third left-handed three, and then instead tries to drive in the middle, and JC is going to steal the basketball. Here come the Chargers. Doubling up the basketball on the upcourt play. The feed baseline. The long two is off the mark. The offensive board. Dish back into the lane with a follow shot. Doesn't go down. Rebound, Jeff West. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Jeff West squares up. Three. No. Offensive board. Two. Yes. So missing her first shot. The follow by Emmy Dean is good. And what is she at now? 17 points. And we'll have a foul on Addison Fetcher coming up the floor. And Jeff West relentless with this pressure full court defense. That, however, being team foul five, is going to slow things up a little bit. JC and Lee going to the other end of the court. Lady Chargers have committed only 2 second quarter fouls. Coming to the line, it'll be Reese Knoll. Reese is 1 of 2 at the stripe tonight. Takes her time and looks it over, puts it up and in. So Reese Knoll will have her 4th point of the evening, 32-12. Another hard look at the rim. That one doesn't quite fall. And up with the basketball, it'll come Jeff West. We're down to 1.5 minutes to go in the opening half. Long cross court pass, a little bit of a head fake, shake the defender, but nowhere to go on the inside. Tigers are going to bring it back out on top. Lady Chargers in the 2-3. So right now they're just trying to deny that middle a little bit. But the drive inside, the falling away, one-handed shot. Again, a pretty shot by Brindley Coons. 34-12. JC and having trouble again getting the ball inbound and now having trouble getting the ball into the forecourt. The trap at the top and reaching in. We're going to get a Tiger foul. It'll be the third by Emmy Dean. So I mean, Emmy will probably exit the floor with that third foul. You can see her over there lining up on the lane, looking across and trying to not make eye contact with head coach Schwinn. Free throw? No. And you hear the horn, Emmy coming out. So she will exit with 17 first half points, 65 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Lucy Knoll with one more free throw, looking for her first point of the evening, and gets it. 34-13. Here's a three. No. Rebound. Chargers. They've got a chance for an outlet, but just could not quite find it. And the ball's going to be knocked away from behind and out of bounds. JC will bring it in just in the backcourt, in front of the scorer's table. Comes out on top to Taylor. Taylor's feed down the floor. It's going to be knocked free and stolen. Here comes Jeff West. 45 seconds to go in the first half. Lady Tigers with a basketball. Lob it back on top. Kick it over to the right. The three is airborne and short. The follow from 12 is short. The ball tipped out on top. Jason is going to come down with it. They're going to press up into the forecourt. Go all the way to the rim. The ball stripped away. Picked back up. Follow shot, no. Rebound. Bouncing around. Chargers are going to save it. 20 seconds left, and you heard the crash as a Jason player is knocked hard to the floor. For Jeff West, it'll be the first foul of the ball game by Paisley Emmanuel, a 6'1" junior. The free throw, got it. One more shot now coming up for the Lady Chargers. Michael Lee sends this one up, rims out, won't go. 34-14, quick runner, it's up, and a block, and and see against whom. It'll be on JCN, and it will be on Michael. And a couple of free throws here for Jeff West and Brindley Kuntz. She's 1-1 at the line. Make it 2-2. She scored nothing in the opening quarter. Has 8 here in the second. One more shot. Rolls in. So Brindley will hit them both. 36-14. Down the court. Driving in. Shot up block. Rebound Jeff West. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. The outlet. Not going to get a shot away. It is halftime. We're taking a break. We'll be back to summarize it for you here in Meriden. Intermission score. Jeff West, 36. Jeff North, 14.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
For the boys' teams out of the court warming up, it'll be the guys' game coming up next here on Care. But right now, girls are in the locker room at halftime. Quick recap of the first half scoring for you. First of all, for Jeff West. Wow. How about Emmy Dean? 10 at the end of the quarter, 17 points at halftime for Emmy. Following her with 9, Brindley Kuhn scored all the lows in the second quarter. Adrian Schwinn with a half dozen and 2 apiece. Addison Fetcher and Comey Noel. For JCN, blazing the trail, pace it away. Gwen Blattner has 7. 4 for Reese Noel, 1 apiece for Karina Johnson, Lucy Noel, and Michael Lee. For JCN, it didn't even occur to me to do my math here in the old scorebook. JCN did not score a field goal in the second quarter. They were 5 of 10 at the free throw line. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Second half of the ladies' game, and then the guys coming up here on Care Radio this evening. But right now, with that intermission score from Meriden, Jeff West, 36, Jeff North, 14. Back we go to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. He's got you halftime.
K4 Ag and Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag and Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the CARE Country Sports Schedule. We've got Sports Look coming to you immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on the Thursday evening. That's around 5:15 to 5:20, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. That's Sports Look right here at Hot Country 93.7. Following Sports Look, we'll have the High School Coaches Insight Show with Atchison, Marjo Mount Academy, ACCHS, and JCN. Friday night brings us to high school basketball as we've got ACCHS at Donovan West. Join us right around 6 p.m. for the tip-off on that game. Saturday, we've got a heck of a game for you as we will be up in Des Moines, Iowa. Benedictine football continues its season on Saturday with a very familiar opponent. They're going to be at the championship series semifinal at Grandview. It's an NAIA football championship series. Join us at high noon for the game, but you want to tune in right around 12:40 or so for all of that pregame show. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some halftime scores to report. It was Silver Lake over Holton in the girls' game. Silver Lake 35, Holton 14. Troy ladies were leading Jackson Heights 33-16 at the half. Just before the half, with about 3 minutes and 58, well, about halfway through the third quarter, or second quarter, it's Hiawatha ladies 24, Horton 17. In the Sabetha ACCHS game, at the half, it was Sabetha 28, ACCHS 12. And in this game, we've got Jeff West ladies sitting at 36, JCN ladies sitting at 14. I'll be back in a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options. Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric. It's not just a job. It's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 33 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the west 10 to 20 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 43. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 25. Partly cloudy and dry Thursday and Friday. Upper 40s Thursday. Upper 30s by Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 52 degrees and fair out there. It feels like 47 with the winds out of the southwest at 16 miles per hour. Relative humidity 55%. The barometric pressure is falling at 29.55 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back once again to Jeff Wells High School. Your campus you're on here in Meriden, Kansas. Getting underway with the second half of the ladies' game. At JCN took the opening inbound, put up a quick shot. It is 36-16. Jeff West will work on the outside. Now the Lady Chargers coming up with a steal. They'll drive it down the floor. Joanne, coast to coast. Running shot. Up, no. Follow shot. Up, no. Rebound. Tigers. Back up the floor. Here is Jeff West. Keep in mind, the guys' game coming up after this one, so don't get away. Cross-court pass, looking to the middle. There's not a lot of room. They'll bring it out on top. The three, a little wide right. Offensive rebound to the left side of the lane. Driving in, the ball's going to be batted free. Loose on the floor, picked up by the Chargers. JCN coming out of the blocks nicely here in the second half. Got a little bit of a hill to climb, but they're going to work on that. And here is a reach and a foul, and it will be the second foul of the ball game for Harriet Dean. So Harriet picking up her second foul. It'll be the first foul of the second half by either club at the 6:42 mark of the third quarter. Chargers looking to bring it in, looking, finally get it over to the right side. The feed to the block, the shot up off the window, and rattles home. Riley Thompson for two. JCN doing their best to battle back in this thing. It's now 36-18. The pass down to the baseline on the floor. Chargers are going to save it. And now it's going to get away at the baseline, and it'll be off the JCN Lady Chargers. Full court pressure. No, it's going to be off Jeff West. Lady Chargers are going to bring it up the floor. They'll slow it down, get it across the timeline just in time. The drive, the shot, the whistle, and the foul. Couple of free throws coming up for Jeff North. Reaching across. It's going to be the third foul of the game for Addison Schwinn for Jeff West. Addison, the 5'11" senior. Free throw here. Won't go. One more shot coming up for Karina. Johnson's second one, kicks off the right side, rebound to get down, Tigers. Jeff West will make this way into the fourth quarter. 2 minutes into the second half, 36-18. Over to the baseline left, thinking about the three. Instead, they'll come out on top for the three. It's off the back lip of the rim, no good, long rebound. Two Tiger players fight over the basketball, and then we get a whistle. And it's going to go out of bounds, and they're going to say it comes back in again to Jeff West. JCN is going to bring Emma Marie Hernandez and Lucy Knoll into the lineup. 5:50 to go in the third. Inbound, quick shot, nope. Rebound, JCN. Chargers quickly into the forecourt. Work on that fast break. Hauled off on top. Thinking about the three. Nope. They're going to feed it over to the baseline left. To the elbow. Nicing into the lane. Through to the defenders. A shot. It's up. Won't go. But a foul and more free throws for Jeff North. This foul is going to be the third of the ball game for Harriet Dean. Free throw. Count it. Riley Thompson. 36-19. JC has come out clicking along here. This one, won't fall. 36-19, Jefferson County North with a 5-0 start to the second half. The cross court, the feed to the baseline, the lob to the elbow, back to the corner. Straight away three, knocking it down. And Emmy Dean has been excellent. 20 points so far for Emmy. She's working on being your Bank of Atchison player of the game. And as the Chargers go baseline, we get another whistle, another foul, and more free throws. For Jeff West, it'll be Liz Dieter picking up her second foul. And Gwynn at the free throw line. First one, yeah. 10 points now for Gwynn Blattner. Gwynn will send this one up and in. 39-21. Jeff West in front. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. And Emmy will bring it up. Her cross-court pass, batted free, stolen. Here comes JCN. The jailbreak, the running shot. Count it. Karina Johnson, coast to coast with the steal in the bucket. 39-23. 4:44 to go, third quarter. Third quarter's been good for Jeff North. Pass in the middle, batted away, but Tigers are able to save it. Chargers stay into that 2-3 zone. Baseline left, uncontested. The three drained. That's Brimley Koontz, her first three of the game. 42-23. JC to bring it down the floor, and their outlet pass is going to be stolen away. Back up the floor with it. Here comes the Tigers. Finger roll, no. Rebound Charger. Now they're going to run it back the other way. And an offensive foul. Away from the basketball. It's going to be whistled on Karina Johnson, her third foul of the game. Chargers' first foul in the third quarter. JC is going to bring Lucy Knoll out. Back in is going to come Taylor Schrick. They're going to get Kareen out for a little bit. Back in is going to come Riley Thompson. It will be Tiger basketball on the left side of the lane at their baseline. Almost midpoint of the third quarter now. Feed left, falling away, shot, knocking it down, another three. And Brimley Koontz with a couple of third quarter threes. It's 45-23. And now a steal. Brimley all alone, other end, lays her in. 47-23. Brimley Koontz, who did not score in the opening quarter, has really exploded. 9 in the second quarter and already 7 more, or excuse me, 8 more here in the third. And Jason is going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him at 3:46 to go in the third of the ladies' game. Jeff West 47, Jeff North 23.
What is your name?
K-A-I-R-F-M, Fortune Atchison.
Want to hear something cool?
Playing today's hit country along with local news, sports, and weather.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hi, I'm Gracie Mock, teller at the Farmers State Bank.
And I'm Hannah Reed, Assistant Vice President.
If you find yourself opening a new account to receive funds,
it's a scam.
Did you receive a large check in the mail out of the blue? If you find yourself mailing large sums of cash,
it's a scam. At Farmers State Bank, we're always happy to answer any questions. Call or stop by the bank if you or a loved one experiences any of these situations.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Welcome back as we return, JC, and putting the ball in play. To go to the free throw line now from 14, jump shot short. Putting down the board is going to be Jeff West. Up with it is going to be Fetcher. She'll kick it down into the forecourt. Coons backs away, keeps it going alive. Now attacks the bucket. Shot is running up and no good. Offensive board, the kick to the top, the three missing. Feels like there have not been many three-point shots taken by Jeff West that have not gone in for them today. And now the Chargers up court pass batted away. It's on the floor. Three JCM players dive on the ball. Multiple players go to the floor. Jump ball called. It will belong to Jeff West. There continues to be spirited play, hard to play, and that's what we're getting here tonight. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. 47-23. Here's a three. Way short. It does hit the bottom of the net, though, as it flies out of bounds. And JCN will have it back in. And again, Jeff West right back to the full court pressure that has staked them to this large lead. Here's the feed underneath. It won't go. Offensive board followed up. It won't go. And another foul by the Tigers. Guys, game coming up after this one. Don't forget, I know it's running a little late, a little long, but that's all right. Liz Dieter has her third foul. And 2:56 to go in the third. It'll be team foul five for Jeff West. The free throw here is going to be up and short. Five new players into the ballgame. Jeff North bringing in three. Jeff West bringing in two. Second free throw, launched, won't quite fall, and rebound, Chargers are going to save it down. Baseline, three, no. Rebound, Jeff West. Two-on-one break down the floor, should go all the way to the rim, put it up and in. The driving shot by Emmy Dean. 22 points for Emmy. 49-23. And Jeff West plays some aggressive defense. Here's a three from the wing. Nope. Offensive board followed up. Nope. But another Jeff West foul. So many fouls. And yet, what Jeff West has going for them is a relatively deep bench. They played a lot of players. So even though they've committed a lot of team fouls, they've been spread pretty evenly. They got four players with three. This free throw, not going to fall. One more shot coming up here for Karina. Johnson's shot. Going to be a little bit shy. And JC will bring Carly Porter back in. 2:22 to go, third quarter. Jeff West with a comfortable lead up the floor. We're going to get the JC in zone. Here's a feed inside. The ball's batted loose and stolen. Chargers up the court with it. Left-hand dribble all the way down the floor. Into the baseline. The running three. Offensive board underneath. Follow shot. Got it. Challenging in the middle. How about Gwen Blattner? 49-25. 1:50 to go in the third. Jeff West will launch the baseline rainbow. No. Way short. And a good JC on board. And then a foul in the backcourt. And then back to the other end of the floor. We'll go for more free throws. And this will be the fourth foul for Addison Schwinn. Waiting to see if Coach notices or cares if it's her fourth foul. He has not sent anyone to the scorer's table yet. Here comes Jefferson County North back to the line with a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Free throw. Got it. And Riley Thompson will hit that one. And they will take Schwinn out of the game. Second free throw does not go in. Chargers rebounded down. JCN out on top. And a hard fall to the floor by Riley. They're going to give her a minute to kind of collect herself. She's up on her feet, just kind of hands on knees right now. She just went straight face forward toward the floor. Third foul on Brimley Koontz. And the first free throw's good. One more shot. Airborne doesn't go. Back up court, Jeff West. Minute 20 to go in the third quarter. The pass inside, stepped in front of it, stolen away. Good defense by Riley. And she'll bring it up the floor into the left-hand dribble. Bumped and bumped all the way up the court. And now the reach for the loose basketball. And it's going to be lost out of bounds off Jeff West. Chargers are going to get Hernandez back into the game. Just in the backcourt with 75 seconds to go in the third quarter. The ball will be put in play by the Tigers. Jeff West looking and will launch it in. And JCN is not pressing. They've gone now to, how about this, the 1-3-1 zone. And the ball over to the right side is going to be slapped away and knocked out of the hands of Reese Knoll, but it will come back in again to Jeff North. Up the floor, cross midcourt, into the forecourt goes Riley. The shot for three, rims out, no good. Rebound, stolen away by JCN. The follow shot won't go in. The rebound, taken away by JCN. The follow shot won't go in. Rebounding it down this time, Jeff West. They will clear it away. Outlet pass up the floor. It's going to be stolen back by JCN. Great hustle by the Lady Chargers. JCN with it up top side. The ball's going to be kicked around, and it'll be stolen away. Here comes Jeff West. A lot of contact, no foul called. Here comes JCN. A bit of a Donnybrook right now. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. Stepping inside the ring. The long cue is up and missing. Undercut underneath it. Here's going to be the foul finally called. The shot was well short. It was caught on the fly beneath the goal by Reese Knoll. The defender, Reese went up. The defender slid under her. And it is going to be the fourth foul on Harriet Dean. So now you got a couple of players for Jeff West with four fouls apiece. Free throw here. Rattles home for Reese Knoll. Reese picking up her fifth point. One more shot for Reese. 28 seconds left in the third. Looks it, shoots it, gets it. Reese Knoll. That scoreboard on the west side of the gym is constantly going out. It is 49-28. And here comes Jeff West. The shot clock is way bigger than the play clock right now, so it should be off, but it is not. Bounce pass into the lane. Saved into the corner. Shot deflected. JCN coming up with a steal. Here come the Lady Chargers. 6 seconds. Now with five. Into the forecourt at two. Spinning. The shot at the buzzer. Off the backboard. No good. We're through three. In Meriden, Kansas, after three quarters, it's Jeff West 49, Jeff North 28.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is celebrating 12 amazing years with their annual open house this Friday, October 8th. Stop by during our live KMZA radio broadcast to spin the wheel for prizes and enjoy an Indian taco lunch, plus other fun with Dr. Leslie Gallagher, Dr. Nikki Mirpool, and Dr. Stacy Nehu. There'll be several door prize drawings between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Lifetime Eye Care, advanced eye care with a hometown touch, and celebrating 12 years this Friday, October 8th, for the annual open house at Lifetime Eye Care in downtown Holton.
Doing a little math here. 14, 10, and 6. 30. That's how many free throws J.C. and his shot through the first three quarters. 30. And now, I don't know what that horn is all about. They didn't stop play. Driving down. I don't know what that's all about. The officials don't stop the game. Coach Knoll is furious that he should be. As the horn went off, J.C. and players on the floor stopped, but Jeff West went on down the court and laid it in, and they counted it. And now there's a steal. And now they're going to shut the shot clocks off. Maybe they have failed. Nope, now the shot clocks are back on. Here we go to the other end. J.C. and a running layup is up and good by Gwen Blattner. It is 53-30. And I'm going to tell you, I missed a bucket right there on that little bit of craziness. Officials are going to come over to the scorer's table. I think the official scorer is calling them over and going to discuss issues. Certainly, they were having trouble with the equipment, the clocks, the shot clocks. Now they're back off again. 53-30. Jeff West out front. Guys, game's still coming up. The shot clock has been no issue in this ladies' game. Not sure it ever has gotten to 20. So we'll see about that. And now the officials are over here. The players are standing around out on the floor. And the crowd is anticipating yet the second half of our high school doubleheader coming up with the guys' game. So, not sure how they're going to handle it. Now the officials are going to have a little confab. And they're walking over talking to the Jeff West coach. Coach Snow goes all the way to midcourt today. Come over and talk to me too, my friend. And so now they're going to talk to him about whatever it is. And a little more visiting with the coaches. I don't know. My concern is whether or not they know. I'm sure they're going to come up with some kind of a decision, conclusion, response, answer, decision. I don't know. 7:17 to go in the game. 53-30. And when it's all said and done, looks like it is going to be Jeff West basketball coming in from the far side. And they'll bring it out on top. Bristol is in the game. Now the pass batted for a moment, but Jeff West is going to save it. Down to the baseline, the falling away shot, well short, rebound, Jefferson County North. That's Bristol Harper, who's out there right now. Jason will bring it up the floor. A little head fake on top. Kato Schrick can't lose her defender, and her pass to the baseline is going to elude her teammate. Karina couldn't get a handle on it, and it'll come in to Jeff West. Jeff West is going to get Emmy Dean back into the game with her 22 points. And they're also going to bring their starting post, Addison Schwinn. So looking across the floor for Jeff Wesson, Coach Justin Schwinn, he will have his starting five out there. 6.5 to go in the ball game. Running shot, misses. JCN boards it down. Trailing by 23. 6.5 to go in the ball game. The attack, the shot, missing. Rebound, Jeff West. Outlet up the floor. And Dean is going to have her shot deflected, tumble to the floor, gets right back to her feet. And Emmy coming to the free line, having been fouled by Taylor Schreck. How about this? Taylor Schreck, her first foul of the game. Here with 6:15 to play. And Emmy Dean, who has not had a free throw tonight on her way to 22 points, will miss that one. Dean, Kunks, Schwinn, and Noel. Second free throw. Yeah, she'll get that one. Emmy with 23. 54-30. Now JCN having a hard time. That full court pressure. Driving down the runner. It's going to be up and good for Karina. She's at 5. 54-32. 6 minutes left. Cross court it goes. The dish to the baseline. The shot off the block. Up and in. Harriet Dean. Are you ready for this? Emmy, she's got 23. Harriet, that's her first point of the game for Jeff West. JCN in traffic. Baseline left. Two-point jump shot. No. Rebound Chargers. Follow shot. Yeah. Putting it up from the baseline left. It's going to be Riley Thompson. She's got 6. 56-34. The three rims out for Emmy. Jump ball called on the rebound. Back it goes to Jeff West. 5:19 to play. JCN going to rotate three players back out on the floor. Sports Look Thursday night here on CARE. We got a lot of things to talk about. Here's a left-handed three. That's in. That's Brindley Kuntz at 20 points. So she's giving Emmy a run for her money. That high-scoring thing. 59-34. Chargers will step in. The 14-footer gets it. Taylor Schreck's first point of the game. 59-36. Now we're going to have a whistle down to the baseline and a blocking foul. It's going to be called on Jefferson County North. It'll be on Lucy, her first foul of the game. And Jeff West, who has been over five fouls early in each of the first three quarters, has not fouled yet. And we've got 4.5 to go in the fourth. There's a steal of the upcourt pass and the driving shot that's going to be up and good. Brindley Kuntz now at 22. So Dean with 23, Kuntz with 22. JC will step in, put it up. Nope. Rebound, Emmy. She's going to take this thing all the way, try to protect her lead. She will go in and draw a foul and come to the line. Second foul of the ball game for Taylor Schreck. 4:12 left. Free throw. No. Jeff West will get Colby Noel back in. One more shot coming up here for Emmy. She'll hit that one. 62-36. Emmy Dean, the 5'7" sophomore. Only two seniors on this Jeff West roster. Addison Schwinn and Colby Noel. Now the ball is going to be knocked away. Tigers will pick it up. And up the floor There's going to be Brindley Coons. Brindley, freshman at 5'9". Here's a baseline three. Oh, my goodness. Another three-pointer for Emmy Dean. She's only hitting half of her free throws, but she's really lighting up the threes tonight. 65-36. Baseline eight-footer. Nope. Rebound. Tigers. Three and a half left. The outlet, the give across, the fall away, up and good. Kobe Noel gets her first point since the opening quarter, and she's got four this evening. 67-36 now. Chargers back in the forecourt, working against that player defense. Stepping inside the ring, the shot is up. No, but the offensive rebound and a follow and a foul by the Tigers. 3 minutes to go and counting. That is going to be the fourth foul on Harriet. I had a burn for 4 minutes ago. Free throw. Good. So Jefferson County North adds a point. Michael Lee hits that one. And hits that one. Give her two. 2 minutes and 20 to play. Back into the forecourt, walking it up and looking at the JCN 1-3-1 zone. That is a very long three-point shot, and it is buried. That was from way, way outside, and Brimley Koontz, she is chasing Emmy Dean. This thing's going to come right down to the wires. Which of those is the high score on the game? And a little contact, and the ball's going to get away and go out of bounds. All right, let me just look here at the scoring. Emmy's got 22-5-27. Brimley's got 17-8. Is that right? 25. So 27-25 points apiece for those two young ladies tonight. Not quite done either. Here's a baseline jumper. No. Rebound. Emmy's going to save it deep in the corner. Little behind-the-back pass. Steps in front of it, stolen away by the Chargers. Nice defensive play. Here comes JCN. Racing into the forecourt. Taking it to the top of the key. Keeping the dribble alive. Looking to the middle. No room there. Dishes it back out to the elbow. Bounce past the baseline. The leaning in shot. Deflected. Falls on the floor. Goes out of bounds. Back to the Chargers. 1 minute to play. JCN is going to get Ella Coppinger into the game here. Ella, a sophomore for Coach Noel. You've got Reese Noel out there, out on top. Holly Kosanke in the game. And JCN will be guilty of a little turnover there. Got Michael Lee and Emery Hernandez. Half a minute to play. Jeff West will feed to the block, and the inside-out shot is up and good. Back down the floor, JCN. Skips over to the right side. They'll look to the middle. No, take it to the baseline. Stepping inside. Shot partially deflected. Battle for the rebound. It's on the floor. It's going to be rolling out on top. Chargers have it. The kick to the outside. The shot for three. Won't go. And the long rebound. Wait, we're going to stop the game with 1.5 seconds left and a foul, which is going to be putting the Chargers on the line. Stepping up for JCN is going to be Reese Noel. She's a pretty good free throw shooter. She's 4 out of 6 tonight. Free throw? Yeah. One more shot coming up for Reese. Now they're taking the clock down to 0.9. And now that clock is off, and the free throw is good. And one more. A three-shot foul. The crowd grows quiet. Got them all. Final score in this one tonight. Jeff West, 72, JCN 41. We'll be back summarizing it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Kellerman Insurance is proud to be celebrating 60 years in business. We understand that insurance may not be the most exciting thing to pay for, but it's important to have a safety net in case of unexpected events. It's comforting to know that you have an agency that can guide you through the process and empathize with your situation when the time comes that you need to use it. With the changes happening in the insurance industry, now is the most important time to be with an independent agency that has many companies and options to offer. Give us a call or stop by. We would love to chat. You can also check us out online at KellermanInsurance.com.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know, like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Life has its chapters, some joyful, some hard. But even in the darkest moments, there's hope. A new day will come. If you're hurting, you're not alone. Holton Community Hospital is here for you. Our licensed counselors and mental health team are ready to listen, support, and walk beside you. Call Holton Family Medicine at 785-364-2126. Or visit HoltonHospital.com. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
Back with you here in Meriden, Kansas, where the men's teams are out of the court warming up. We'll have the guys' game coming up here pretty shortly. A quick recap of the ladies' contest found Jeff West being led in scoring by Emmy Dean with 27 and Brindley Kuntz with 25. Half a dozen for Addison Schwinn. It was a four-point game for Colby Nolan, two each for Harriet Dean and Addison Fetcher. For Jefferson County North, a double-digit game for Quinn Blattner with 15. Reese Knoll had 9. It was a half a dozen this evening for Riley Thompson and 5 for Karina Johnson with 3. Michael Lee, 2 tonight for Taylor Strick and Lucy Knoll with 1. Bank of Action Player of the Game, well, I couldn't just pick out one. We're going to share the Bank of Action Player of the Game award tonight with both Emmy Dean and Brindley Coots. Those two combined for 52 of their team's 72 points in Jeff West's win tonight. In the final score of the ladies' game, Lady Tigers winning it this evening, 72-41. We're going to take a little bit of a respite. We'll be right back. Guys' game coming up shortly. But in the meantime, we're back with Joseph at the Care Sports Studios. Don't go far.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on MSCSports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.